We are learning Mesechtas Pesachim Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph Eisfei. We just learned Rav Yehuna Seb Shem Rav a memory. He says that Asham, if it's brought Stamba La Oila, it's kosher. It means you don't even say anything. You just bring it for Oila, it's kosher. After Neschapro Bailov, that's only if it's Nitak L'Riya. But if it's not Nitak L'Riya, then you can't, it's not Stamba La Oila. But you see a kula also from Rav. What's the kula? That you don't need a akira. Once it is nitak l'riya, I just take the carbon, I shecht it stam, it's kosher l'oila, which is a big chiz. You don't need a akira. I'm to say clearly, I'm bringing it for oila. Eitzer chiz to ravuna, chiz has a kosher ravuna from our Mishnah. That's how this Gemara came in. He has a kosher from our Mishnah. Shachtu v'noida shemoshchu bayil mes yodom. You shechted this carbon pesach, and you found out that, oh, the bayilim, there's no bayilim on it. Or it became tamei, or he died. What's the halacha? It says it's possible. Now, what do you do with this carbon that's possible? V'tanei Allah, we learned the price on this. That if it's in the weekday, v'chol, kiyagavna, what do you do? You sarf miyad, you burn it right away. It's possible. You don't have to have ibatura, which means you don't have to let it sit overnight until it gets decomposed. You can right away burn it. So i'amrit b'shlama b'yakira, if you hold that usually a pesach that has no bialim anymore needs a akira, so hi pesachu. This thing really is a Karm Pesach right now, because he didn't do Akira. The Kirin, the less like Bailim, have a Psul Gufa. He has no Bailim, so it's a Psul Gufa. It's a Karm Pesach, not a Bailim, it's a Psul Guf. Therefore, you burn it right away. Because Alakha is something that's a Psul Guf, you don't need Ibar Tzura. You don't have to wait till 20, you don't have to wait till next morning to burn it. You can burn it right away. Eli Amis, Loi by Akira, but if you don't need Akira, so technically, this Karm Pesach, when the Bailim died, it really turned into a Shlama. So, so what's the apostle then? What's the, it really should be kosher. It's a shlomim. Why is it apostle? Even if you did the same pesach, a shlomim said pesach is kosher. So why is it apostle? Because once the bialim died, the chayyim akira, it's a shlomim. So why is it apostle? Mishumai, mishum dova achar, because of a zaitika reason. Because shachet le achar tomim shavim abayim. Because you shechted after tomim shavim abayim, which is a psul d'rabbanan, maybe like Tosfos says before. Or even if it's the Raisa, just the psul is that it can't be makted in Murim anymore, and that's why the carbon can't be kosher. But the Zaitik of psul, because after Tomas Be'arabayim. So, afraid to think more, if that's the case, Ibar Tzura Bayi. The Braisa said that Sarach Biyad, in the Ibar Tzura, when it's not a psul gufoy. The Tanya, look at the Braisa, Zaklau, calls a psul of a gufoy. Anything that's a psul guf, you Sarach Biyad, you can burn right away. But dam of a bailim, but if it's a psul, not in the betzma animal, just like the dam spilled out, or the bailim became tamei or something. So then, or the bailim died, then the lach is two batsarasai, and it's ibatura, v'yatla v'esestrefa. And then you wait overnight, and it gets decomposed, then you bring it to v'esestrefa. So the kash is like this. It says in our Mishnah, Karm Pesach, that the bailim died, it's possible. Okay, that was not bad, it's possible, I say. It's possible for Karm Pesach, that's for sure. Now, the question is that if it doesn't need akira, so it should be automatically shlomim. It's automatically shlomim. The whole psul should be is because it was done after Tomas Shabbat Abayim, which is a zaitik of psul. So why does the Braisa say that in the case where the Bailim died and I shechted the Karm Pesach that Yisarach Miyad, the Chor should be a psul mutava achan she needs ibrit sura? That's the question. So Ela loitem v'shachtu stam kosher. So we're going to change the Rav. Rav really holds talking need akira. Ela loitem v'shachtu stam kosher l'shemayla. Back to Asham, saying not Asham is shechted stam. It's not kosher. It's only if you did it shem oila. Loitem v'shachtu stam kosher oila. Leim v'shachtu shem oila. You shechted it for oila, then it's kosher. Alma bayi akira. Is that changing? Rav holds you need akira. And Pesach also needs akira, and therefore, until you make that akira, which means you say lahedi, I'm doing it for something else, it'll be possible. It's very the Gemara, but it's not true. There is a man diyamanalik that Rav Chiya bar Gamda. We had this before in the Masechta. Rav Chiya bar Gamda Amar Nizuka Pichabura VaAmri Goin Shoyibaylem Tmei Amesim VeNidchil LePesach Sheni Hayu Dabei Akira. The Gemara before wanted to say Hashemami, no, you need akira. The Gemara said, no, you know why you need akira? Only in a specific case when the Bailam were telling Mason, and we're pushing off the Pesach Sheni, so he still can use his carbon for Pesach Sheni. He still can use the carbon for Pesach Sheni. And since he used the carbon for Pesach Sheni, so therefore he doesn't want it to be a Shlomo. So see, that's what Chiyav Gamlin says, that's when you need Akira. Go and join your Bailam to Mason, when the Dachum Pesach Sheni, Hai hu de Baya Akira. Ha ba'amwa loy Baya Akira. But, Stamazoy, you don't need Akira. So Ma'ik Lameimar. So what are you going to say? Lameisi have Rechiva Gamda holds that you need that you don't need Akira. Only in a specific case where you're saving a Pesach Sheni, do you need Akira. So it's back Shver. How does he learn our Mishnah? And it's in the Mashah and the Gemara. That therefore Rav also, what I could change Rav either. Avad, you don't need Akira. Back to the original Pshat, you don't need Akira. It's back Shver. What's Pshat in our Mishnah that says that you do not need, the Brisa said, you don't need Ibatsura, you can burn it right away. I, if it's really Stoma L'Shlomim, why is it called Psula Begufa? It's only a problem with Dava Acha because I'm bringing it after the Thomas of Abai. So when it says Elamar Avud Rei Yeshua, our Mishnah is talking about Taka, the Mesa Bailov, so really it should be a Shlomim, but there was a new problem. Hakumai Askin is going to say, Frishu Kaidim Chatzais. They made the Karim Pesach before Chatzais, they have Mafish, Shem Karim Pesach. But when Chatzais came, the Baalim was still alive, so it was royal for Karim Pesach. Then the Baalim died after Chatzais. The Havle, Nirav and Nitcha, the law is something called Nirav and Nitcha, means it was royal for Karim Pesach, it came to this man Chi of Karim Pesach. Then the Baalim died, so the Chal, Nirav and Nitcha, Shuvin the Chayz of Nirav. There's a law called something called Dachui, that if it was Nirav to be a carbon, and then something happened that made it can't be brought as a carbon, that's a psul. That's possible, and that's why it's possible gufa, because nira v'nitcha. Are you going to ask me if it's something called nira v'nitcha? So when is the Evan Egeya, the case that you bring Moisa Pesach after the Pesach for Shlomim? Always nira v'nitcha. So Rashi says the case would be at this point in Gemara that the case would be that if it got lost before Chatzos and you didn't find it until after Pesach, so then that would be a case where it could be brought as Shlomim because never nira v'nitcha. It was never royu because you didn't have a Peshas Chatzos. But if you had a Peshas Chatzos, it was something called Dachui, and then you nira v'nitcha. That's why it's possible. The Gemara's kasha was, why is it possible? It's Stamel Shlomim. Why is it Psol v'gufay? There it is. It was nira v'nitcha. Frank the Gemara, midu time el Rav. This whole Gemara is going to Rav. Omer Hunam Rav. Ha'omer Rav, Balachayim v'nidachim. Rav holds, there's no such thing as Balachayim that v'nidachim. What's the case of nidachim? Like the Gemara Yuma said, when you have a two se'irim, one sar mishtaleach, one sar l'Hashem, so sar l'azazel, sar l'Hashem, that if the sar l'Hashem, the dam spills out, so or the sar mishtaleach dies when you have the rei shecht, the sar l'Hashem, which is dam now, that can become possible as nidachim, because it's not alive anymore. But anything that's alive is not nidachim. Balachayim nidachim, so that can't be pshat. So back to Shver, why is Sarif Miad, if it doesn't need Akira, and it can be a Shlom and Stamma, so why do you burn it right away? Why is it Psalm Gufa? Elamar Papa, Hamani Rabbi Yazi. Go and go to Rabbi Yazi of our Mishnah, the Amar, V'chein HaShoychet Acheyam Hashem Pesach Pasol. That if you take a Shlom, a regular Shlom, and you Shech L'Shem Pesach, it's Pasol. Just like a Pesach Shlom is Pasol, anything L'Shem Pesach also Pasol. So here, you're good. This Pesach turned into a Shlom by itself, the Baalim died. But I Shech L'Shem Pesach. So that's why it became Pasol. It became so good for it. It's a Pasol Shlom L'Shma. So that's why you burn it. Ravada, you don't need a kira, current ashlamim. But ashlamim and pesach is psul begufay. That's why it has to be burned. For the Gemara, if our mishnah is Rabbi Lezer, it makes no sense because our mishnah said that when you shech this thing, this carbon that you found out the Baalim wasn't here, what's the halacha? Are you chayecha as on Shabbos? No, because Torah is mitzvah. So Rabbi Lezer holds Torah about mitzvah. Look, yesterday's black. Rabbi Lezer holds Torah about mitzvah. Doesn't hold of it. Rabbi Lezer, he chatas nam v'chayim. The lesser of the Yezer, Tavad v'mitzvah potter. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of Tavad v'mitzvah. So it can't be, our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yezer with this brisa because Rabbi Yezer holds Tavad v'mitzvah, stak v'chayim. After the Gemara, we'll do something else here. When we say the sheet of Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yezer, I'll take my Yosef, braid Rav Salah Chasidah, kamed Rav Papa, hamari Yosi ben Chanoi. It's like the Tana Yosi ben Chanoi, the Tana. Any carbon shechted l'shem pesach or l'shem chatos, these are kabbalas that if you shech them shaloi l'shma, it's possible. So Yosef Chanai and Rav Lezer holds also, anytime you shech anything for that shaloi l'shma, it's also possible. You take a shlom l'shem chatos or l'shem pesach, it's also psulim. I'm a psulim v'gufi, and that's why you burn it. The question was that you should be chayv chatos on Shabbos. He doesn't hold the Rav Lezer, Yosef Chanai. So So this is Pshat in our Mishnah, Gevaldik. Avad, you don't need a Kira on a Pesach. It's a Shlomo. I had a question. Was, it's not Pshul B'Gufay. The Teretz is that it's Shem Pesach. It's Shem Pesach. That's Shlomo. It's possible. It's Pshul B'Gufay. I, if we go with Raman Yomar, it should be Chayiv also because no Toiv HaMitzvah. No, Yitzhi Ben Chanoi doesn't hold to that. He holds Toiv HaMitzvah is Pata, like Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore we have Raman Yomar holds halfway, like have one thing like Rabbi Yeshua, like have one thing like Rabbi Yezah, and therefore our Mishnah is Gevaldik. Vashi Yomar Rav tries another Teretz. Ravashi Omar, Rav the Omar is a reader. Ravashi Omar, Rav the Omar, Rav Shmuel ben Shmuel Breika. I have a different mahalach. I can tell you the Rav is going like Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel Breika, who Taka says you need Ibra Tzura. The Tainun, the Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel Breika Omer, and Yesh Shoyis Beyoim, Leida Moshku Bailam. First, he gives you a look on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you shech this Karm Pesach and then you find that the Bailam will died or they're not part of the carbon anymore, the look is your potter, because it's a Toyed Va Mitzvah. So Rishmael Berechus says, no. If you have enough time to know, then you're a Pshia. M'yesh shoyis b'yem leida amash chubayla mitzadeyem, oy shemesu, oy shenitbu, or if you can tell me, chayim, because you should have found out. you would have known. V'tzubar, but the loch is, that in any case, that is possible, it says, v'tzubar tzuras, so you have to make a you have to have ibetzura. My time, why is the ibetzura? My so all it is, it should be stomal ishlamim, and all it should be is, Tumma, in my time, Alamashum, this is the why is it needs Ibatur? Why is it not burnt right away? But for this reason. Because since it's really Stam Shlomim, so all is a Psul Davach, eh? And that's why all it needs is that's why it does not only be burnt right away, it needs Ibatur. My time, Alamashum Leboy Yakira, doesn't Yakira, therefore it's Stam Shlomim. And therefore, it's only a psul davakar, and it needs ibetzura. So we found the man. The whole kashim was goodbye on a brisa on top of the omer that said yisaref miyad. So we're saying here we have this man the omer. He holds that you're not yisaref miyad. What you do is you do ibetzura, and his mamash like rav. Why not? Because you don't need akira. That's why it's ibetzura. But if it be a psul begufay, then it would be takam yisaref miyad. So it's a raya if anything like rav. So I don't want to know. This is not a raya at all. This man the omer might hold that you never have Misarif Miyad. We might. Dilma Mishim Mishavala, Katana Dvei Rabba Bavua. Tomar, maybe he holds like Rabba Bavua. And he holds a filu pigle namim by Ibatura. Even pigle, which is the most psal goof you can have, also needs Ibatura. The Yalif Ovin Menoisa. We make a Xerishav Ovin Menoisa. Just like Noisa is overnight, pigle also has to be waited overnight until you burn it. So, Diloy Taima, okay, I'll bring you a raya that it has to be, he holds that Ibra Tzura is by every case, even Sobe Gufay. Because Nitmu Baile, Mayik Lameimar, Havadi by Akira. Because one of the three cases of the Mishnah is Nitmu Baile. By Nitmu Baile, there, it's not Stam Shlomo. Why? The Baile still could use it for Pesach Sheni. Nitmu Baile, Mayik Lameimar, Havadi by Akira, Domram Chia by Gamda, Nizuko Pia Chabura, Kigoyin Chay Baile, Tamei and Mace, Nitmu Pesach Sheni. That's the case where everyone agrees in Nitmu Akira. So we're trying to say there are small holes. You don't need Akira, and that's why it was a stickle kosher for Shlomim, and that's why it's a psul davach only after the Talmud Shavu'ot Abayim. That's why he needs Ibatura. We say it's a raya to Rav. No, he needs Ibatura because he holds every carbon needs Ibatura. What's the raya? Because Nitmu Bailam, dear, Pshon is Akira. And still, it's a Shri Apostle then, because it's Pesach, Lashem Shlom is Apostle, Elamai, or the Pesach, Lashem Bailam is Apostle, Elamai must be, he holds every single psul begufin is Ibatura. If that's the case, so we can't say back to Rav, because it says Yisaref Miyad, and it means that we're naming on from the Braisa that's not Psol Begufay, because it's Mechalik, because it's Yisaref Miyad, and it must not be Psol Begufay. And Lachari, if you need Akira, it should, if you need it's a Raya, Yisaref Miyad, then you need Akira, because if you didn't need Akira, then it should be Ibra Tzura. So it's a kasha back on Rav. So what's the Eitzah? El machvarta k'dushoni meikar yesh bechanoi. You have to say the first teretz that Rav is going yesh bechanoi, which means again that what? That you do something, even a shlomim, l'shem chatas, or l'shem pesach, it's possible. Therefore, you know why it's sarf miyad the b'raisa? You're right, it could be a shlomim, but it's possible to do l'shem pesach. That's the pshat in Rav. So avad according to Rav, we don't need Akira, and we still answered our Mishnah. Hadun aloch elu dvarim b'li nedev, for those that finished it.